Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I think we're live. What's going on, guys? I'm Faraz Siddiqui from Upper Hand Fantasy. We're going to do a live Best Ball Mania underdog draft right now. I'm going to enter the $25 right now, and I'm going to try to get some of that $10 million. The total prize pool for that contest is $10 million, $2 million to first place, $1 million to whoever wins the regular season, whoever has the most points during the regular season. Let's do it. All right. Hope everyone's doing well, by the way. If you have any questions or anything like that, please drop them into the comments. I'm going to try to get to it as we do this draft. But yeah, let's get right into it. Let me get where we at. All right, we're drafting. So let's go into the lobby real quick. You should see the lobby here. Gonna go. WrestleMania is right here, actually. So this is pretty much what it looks like. $25 entry, $10 million in prizes. We're gonna do the 30 seconds per pick here, right? Obviously, because we don't want to, you know, be on the stream for like, you know, a week, right? But you do have an option for an eight hour pick, a slow draft, so that, you know, usually how it works is that as soon as the last person enters the lobby, the draft pretty much starts 1 minute later and you have 30 seconds to make your pick. So if you're in the middle of something and you just want to do a slow draft and not have to worry about missing your pick, that's probably the way to go, right? So let's do it. Let's get right into it. So let's hit 30 seconds per pick. We're going to enter $25. Let's do it. Listen, $25 isn't that bad, you know? Get $1 million, you know? Let's get right in. So draft starts in 1 minute. So I think I was the last one to join. I'm at the 1-4. I'm at the fourth pick. I like it. I like that because lately I've been getting everything at the turn. I've been late first round. You know, I've had to reach for a couple of guys, you know, here and there, especially when it gets into the later rounds, just because, like, you know, you kind of have to grab your guy at those spots. So, you know, not right in the middle of the first round, but 1-4, I think I can handle that for sure. All right. Draft is starting in about 20 seconds here. So, you know, I'm assuming guys like Jonathan Taylor, Cooper Kupp, Christian McCaffrey, Justin Jefferson might be off the board, but Ja'Marr Chase is sitting there too. If I get any of those guys like at 1-4, like I'm happy. You know what I mean? I'm probably, you know, I do like the, you know, Austin Eckler, Najee Harris, you know, beginning, you know, in the middle of the first round, they're fine as well. But, you know, these four guys have the type of upside that I'm looking for, have the type of ceiling that I'm looking for here. So Jonathan Taylor went at the 101. Cooper Kupp went at the 1-2. Christian McCaffrey went at the 1-3. Now I got Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase both staring at me right now. I do have Justin Jefferson, you know, on a few of my rosters here. So I think I'm going to go Ja'Marr Chase this time around just to kind of, you know, mix it up a little bit. Ja'Marr Chase, you know, and there's been a lot of talk on Twitter about Ja'Marr Chase, you know, not only, you know, from the Podfather, from a couple other guys as well, talking about the pace of play on that offense and how slow that offense has been in terms of plays per game, plays per minute. one of the slowest in the league last year, and they were still able to do what they did on offense. So if they pick that up just a little bit, the ceilings on these guys are higher than we think. But you know, that's one reason why, you know, Ja'Marr Chase is worthy of a you know, top four pick right there. But you know, in most drafts, like if you ask me, like who I'm picking between those two guys in a redraft or a best ball, most likely I would say 6 out of 10 times I'll probably go with Justin Jefferson. You know, I just think that he has a very similar ceiling, obviously. But I think, you know, he might be a little bit more consistent as far as like the lead option in Minnesota opposed to Ja'Marr Chase. You know, T. Higgins is going to have his games too. You know, don't think that's the same situation with Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen, right? So let's go over the rest of this board here. So Najee Harris went right after me. Totally makes sense. Justin Jefferson after him. Stephon Diggs, Austin Eckler, Derrick Henry, Davante Adams at the 110. Dalvin Cook at the 111, and now Infinity Nice is at the turn at 112. Now, you know, one could argue that instead of taking Ja'Marr Chase, you know, you go with someone like Najee Harris, someone like Austin Eckler, you know, these guys who, you know, are very involved in the pass game, right? Going to get goal line duties. Yes, Austin Eckler. I think even with, you know, even though they did draft Isaiah Spiller, I do think that Austin Eckler is still going to be the guy in the goal line because this coaching staff made a concerted effort to give him those goal line carries, despite the fact that there were two other big backs on that roster and getting playing time as well. But they still gave those important reps to Austin Eckler. So I totally expect him to continue to have that role, despite the fact that they do have a relatively good short yardage back at this point with Isaiah Spiller. But and by the way, Isaiah Spiller, one of the best handcuffs, I think, going into this season, especially on that offense. Now, yeah, so, you know, and you talk about running back scarcity and all that kind of stuff. But in best ball, I want to go for, you know, I really want to chase receivers, right? And having a couple high-end wide receivers really makes sense. In the first four or five rounds, I do want to grab a couple of running backs, 2 to 3 running backs potentially, you know, depending on who's on the board. One guy that I really like, you know, in the later rounds is Cordarrelle Patterson. I think he's going to have a similar role to what he had last year. He's one of those value running backs that I look at, him, David Montgomery, guys like that. I don't think Montgomery has the type of ceiling, but Montgomery has, you know, that 100 rushing yard, you know, 3, 4, 5 catch games with the touchdown type of performances. That right there is like a 25-point game. So, you know, that can easily fit into your best ball lineup. That can easily be one of the better players on any given week. So, yeah, those are the kind of guys I look at. Let's see. So is it on me yet? No, it's not. So I'm only 2 picks away here. So Joe Mixon, DeAndre Swift. This is the top of the second round, by the way. CeeDee Lamb, Mark Andrews, Javonte Williams, Deebo Samuel, and I'm 2 picks away. The guys are on the board right now. Alvin Kamara, Tyreek Hill. Mike Evans just came off the board. I am 2 picks away now. Alvin Kamara, Tyreek Hill on the board right now. Nick Chubb. So, and I was going to say Antonio Brown. AJ Brown just went right before me. I have Alvin Kamara, Tyreek Hill, Nick Chubb, Leonard Fournette, Aaron Jones, Josh Allen, T. Higgins on the board right now. And out of all these guys, I think Alvin Kamara would be the way to go. Somebody who's going to get goal line, somebody who's going to get who's going to be very involved in the pass game. So I'm cool with the Kamara pick here. You know, I like Nick Chubb. He's going to have his games, but obviously that backfield is a little bit, you know, it's a shared backfield. Obviously you want to elevate that offense just a little bit. You know, Leonard Fournette is somebody that, you know, I like as well, but the fact that, you know, they drafted Rashad White, I do think Rashad White is going to be involved on passing downs, in passing situations. So I'm a little wary of that. I know that Alvin Kamara is going to get all the passing down work. So, you know, I'm into taking him around this spot. And we know that he's going to have his boom games as well with Jameis Winston there, you know, somebody who is not going to be running the ball a ton like Taysom Hill, he's going to get those checkdowns. So I'm not worried about Alvin Kamara this year. Aaron Jones, I love Aaron Jones this year. I think he's going to be involved in the passing game a ton without Davante Adams. I think he can easily rack up 70, 80 receptions this year. So I really like Aaron Jones. But I know that Leonard Fournette is going to have those boom games. So if Leonard Fournette does fall to me here at the 3-4, I'm 2 picks away. He's still available. I am going to go ahead and pick Leonard Fournette. This is a half PPR format. So, you know, those receptions, you know, are still worth more than the carries. But I still would go Leonard Fournette here just because of the fact that he's going to get a ton of goal line carries and he's going to have those big games. So one pick away, I'm hoping that they don't pick Leonard Fournette. And if they don't, I might have to go him. I like James Conner here as well because we know he's going to have his boom games as well. He was a top five, top six running back, you know, when Chase Edmonds was out last year before he himself got hurt. So Leonard Fournette was not picked. Aaron Jones was picked right before Leonard Fournette. So it's either Fournette or James Conner for me. And I think it's close. Saquon is also here. But I'm going to go with Leonard Fournette. I do like some of these wide receivers here, but not as much as these running backs. So I'm going to go Fournette. It's really close between Fournette and Connor for me. And I know that Connor is going to be the guy on third downs as well. But I just think that this Tampa offense is going to be more explosive. They're going to be more they're going to be at the goal line more. They're going to be in the red zone more with Tom Brady back. So I'm going to go Fournette. And I know that, you know, he's going to get those checkdowns still on early downs. So I might not foresee a, like, 75 target. You know, I'm sorry, 75 catch season from Leonard Fournette, as I was expecting before they drafted Rashad White. But I still see, you know, a 50 reception season in him just because of the fact that he's going to be running routes on early downs as well. So Cam Akers went right after me. And you know what, honestly, like them, you know, taking Aaron Jones right before me made the decision a lot easier. But getting James Conner here at the 3-7, I mean, I got Fournette at 3-4, very solid. Cam Akers at 3-5, very solid. Josh Allen at 3-6, and James Conner at 3-7. I mean, I feel like that's super solid, to be honest. Let's see. So we got DJ Moore at the 3-8. You know, it's funny because when I look at these values, right, I look at guys like Fournette, Connor, and then I see like DJ Moore. It's like, you know, I really want to lock up these running backs, especially the ones who are going to be on the field a ton, right? You know, Leonard Fournette wasn't on the field for like 80% of snaps either last year. You know, he was still on the field for like 60% of snaps or so, but he saw a lot of the important downs, right? He was on the field for those important moments. So they did sign him to that big contract as well. So they definitely expect to use him despite them drafting Rashad White. But like I said, I think that them drafting Rashad White is a little bit of a blow to Leonard Fournette. I don't think that this is just like him replacing Gio Bernard, because Rashad White is a very talented back. He was number one in yards per route run by a mile among all rookie running backs, you know, coming into the league last year. So I'm expecting big things out of Rashad White just overall, you know, maybe not this year, but I think it's going to happen for sure. So going over the picks, so DJ Moore went at the 3-9, at 3-10, Darren Waller, 3-11, Mike Williams, 3-12, Patrick Mahomes, followed by David Montgomery. Like I said, David Montgomery, you know, solid option late, right? At the 4-1, you're getting a three-down back. Yes, he's not on a great offense, but if you're getting a three-down back, you're getting a guy who's going to be catching 3, 4, 5 balls a game. He's going to be getting 15 to 20 carries. And remember, Matt Nagy is gone, okay? So David Montgomery, hopefully, will be used right and will be used more consistently the right way. That's what I'm hoping for out of David Montgomery, because sometimes Matt Nagy, it became a little frustrating if you had David Montgomery. And if you had him before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, Jalen Waddle went at the 4-2. Pittman went at the 4-3. Like that pick right there. Deontay Johnson, man, he's just a value at this point, man. I know the quarterback situation isn't ideal, but the dude got targets for a reason, okay? He didn't get targets because he was just Ben Roethlisberger's favorite guy. He got targets because he was good, okay? He was able to separate. Oh, I am on the clock. So far I have two running backs and a wide receiver. Amari Cooper staring at me on the board right here. I like that pick. George Kittle's right there. Lamar Jackson's right there. But listen, guys, I got to go Amari here, don't I? I got to. Take Deshaun's number one. I've been finding myself with Amari on a bunch of my best ball teams. You know, seems like people don't want him. But at the 4-9, Deshaun Watson's number one. I'll take it. David Bell got drafted on day two, right? He got the draft capital needed to be, you know, to be legit, to for us to pay attention. Obviously, it was at the very, very end of day two. But, hey, he got that elite production. He broke out early. right? And then on top of that, day two draft capital. So, and he's paired with Deshaun Watson. So what else do you need, right? So as far as David Bell goes, I'm excited. Well, I don't know if you can watch David Bell's game and be excited, but apparently I'm the only one who watches film that wasn't excited. You know, I know that he could get it done, but when people talk about his tape, they're talking about like, it was fun to watch. It wasn't that fun to watch for me, but I know he's good and I know he's productive. And you cannot deny the elite production, but he's going to be that guy at some point. And, you know, he might be a little bit of a sleeper his rookie year as well. But I do think that Amari is going to be the number one. And I think he's going to be the clear number one there. So I'm happy to draft him at the end of the fourth round for sure. So I'm two picks away. Zeke is there. I just don't want Zeke. He's like 300 carries, you know, past that 1,500 mark, or like 150, 200 carries past that 1,500 carry mark for his career. I don't want to touch him. I don't even know if he's going to have those boom, boom weeks, right? Boom, boom weeks. I kind of like that. Lamar's there. I like Lamar here, okay? But I'm going to wait on a quarterback. J.K. Dobbins, Cortland Sutton, Allen Robinson. Now, in an ideal world, I want both of them. I want both Cortland Sutton and Allen Robinson. But Cortland Sutton was taken right before me. So that made my decision a lot easier. And I am going to go Allen Robinson. Jesus Louises. Allen Robinson. Guess who the next wide receiver up after Allen Robinson is? Gabriel Davis. Can we calm down a little bit on Gabriel Davis? Oh, my goodness. Followed by Michael Thomas. Come on. I'm taking Allen Robinson here. Gabriel Davis should not be drafted as the wide receiver 26. Come on. Do we really think he's going to just come in and be a fantasy wide receiver two, borderline fantasy wide receiver two? What are we doing? That's bananas. Now, listen, I know, yeah, watch Gabriel Davis just come out and just ball out, right? I can see it. I can see it happening, but I can't do that. I personally can't do that. Oh, man. All right. So, all right. What do we got here? So, this is my team. Let's take a look at my team so far. We got Alvin Kamara and Leonard Fournette as the 1-2. And then wide receivers, Jamar Chase, Amari Cooper, and Allen Robinson. What's up? What's up? That's a good team right there. I love that. Those first five picks right there, balling. Give me a million right now. Give me two. All right, I'm 12 picks away here. Let's review some of these picks. Lamar Jackson went right after me. I was looking at Lamar. You know, he could be that dude, league-winning type of guy. Like, if he goes off during the fantasy playoffs, like, you're going to win, you know, $2 million. It's going to happen, right? Zeke went right after him. Gabriel Davis at the 5'7", Silvery Lake. Antonio Gibson went right after that, 5'8". Look at Gibson falling, you know. Listen. It sucks for Antonio Gibson, man. Antonio Gibson, he was going to be an every down back for like 5 minutes. J.D. McKenzie decided to come back. And then they drafted Brian Robinson. He's probably going to be their goal line guy. And then Ron Rivera comes out and says that Jonathan Stewart, D'Angelo Williams, 1-2 punch, that's what we're going to do with this guy. Except they also have a third down back as well, right, in J.D. McKissick. So he's going to be on the field a bunch as well. So what is Antonio Gibson going to do? He's going to be the back between the 20s? That doesn't do anything for us. It sucks because Antonio Gibson could thrive in the pass game, but they just don't trust him there. You know? It sucks. Jalen Hurts. He is my QB3 on the year. QB2? QB3? QB3. QB3. Good spot right there, 5'9". Travis Etienne. Listen, in a full PPR league, in like home leagues and stuff, full PPR, DraftKings, all that, any format that has full PPR, I'm all over at Travis Etienne at that ADP because he's not going too high because people are wary, but we don't remember what kind of prospect he was. He was a really good one. So you got to trust that. You know, and he's going to be back soon. All right, Upper Hand Fantasy. I am two picks away here. Michael Thomas on the board. I'm going to go Michael Thomas if he's available. Just letting you guys know right now. All right. Joe Burrow's there at the QB 6. Not going there. Elijah Moore, Drake London, Tom Brady, Devontae Smith. These are some good picks here. They really are. I'm not going to go quarterback. I might go tight end depending on who's on the board on my way back. But it's really between Moore, London. Oh, Michael Thomas got taken right before me. So it's between Moore and London. I love Moore, honestly, but I'm going to go Moore here. I'm going Moore. Listen, I'm a fan of Drake London. I really am. And I know that the Jets drafted Garrett Wilson to eventually be their number one. But Elijah Moore, I think Elijah Moore is going to be the guy this year, going to be their number one wide receiver this year. He already proved that he is extremely capable of doing his thing. He had a few weeks of just balling out. I know he didn't do it with Zach Wilson, but I don't think that matters. I really don't. I don't think that there were some games towards the end where they clicked and they got it together, but they just didn't get a lot of playing time together. Elijah Moore hurt in the beginning of the year. It was a little bit of a mess. So, that's what we talk, what we say about the Jets. They're a little bit of a mess every year at all times. But I do think that Elijah Moore, despite the fact that they have Garrett Wilson there, I do think that Elijah Moore is still going to thrive because he is a very good wide receiver. So it was between Elijah Moore and Drake London. And listen, I do think it's a very close call. If I had more time, you only have 30 seconds here. If I had more time, I might have been a little bit more flip-floppy about it, but I had to take a stand. And I'm also a little bit of a Jets fan, a little bit. Not as much as I was a couple years ago, but as I move on through life, I become a little bit less of a Jets fan every single day. You can wonder why. Okay. So I am 3 picks away here. Devontae Smith was just taken. Sky Moore was taken, 6-11. Woo. Devontae Smith, 7-1. 2 picks away from me. Joe Burrow's on the board, don't want him. Elijah Mills is on the board. AJ Dillon's on the board. You know, I'm cool with that, but I feel like it's a little too early to take that third running back who isn't going to get like a whole lot of play, who doesn't have the whole backfield to himself. I do like Miles Sanders here. I do like TJ Hockenson here. There are a few guys. Oh, man, should I reach, guys? Should I reach on Cordarrelle here? Should I do it? That's who I really want. I have 4 wide receivers already. I either take Hockenson or I take Miles Sanders. And I don't really like a lot of the tight ends later on. So I think I'm just going to go Hockenson here because I think he is a good tight end. See, the thing is, you know, I could have waited for on tight end, but in this format, in best ball, I kind of want a reliable tight end, right? Because you don't want, at least I don't want, 2 tight ends who are going to battle it out to see who sucks less, right? And whoever sucks less per week, they're probably going to have like 7.5 fantasy points, right? That's not really going to do it for me. So on an offense that could take a step forward this year, I think TJ Hockenson, you know, could be that dude, despite it being a little crowded there, right? They got Amon-Ra, they got DeAndre Swift, you know, they obviously drafted Jameson Williams. I get it, but it could just mean that they end up better, more goal line opportunities, more red zone opportunities, more opportunities for TJ Hockenson. And remember what kind of prospect TJ Hockenson was drafted in the first round. And, you know, he's going into his, what, 4th year now? So I think that this could be a situation where, you know, he continues to do his thing. You know, I think Dalton Schultz was definitely a possibility here. And, you know, looking back on it, maybe I kind of like Dalton Schultz more. Maybe I totally whiffed on Dalton Schultz there. But I would have had to reach a little bit. You know, I think that, you know, Dalton Schultz is going to be good, and I think he's going to be the number 2 behind CeeDee Lamb. So I do kind of like Dalton Schultz. But TJ Hockenson will be fine as well. I'm cool with it. But I think if I had to, gun to my head, if I had to choose between Schultz and Hockenson having a better year, what do you guys think? Let me know what you think in the comments. Let me know. All right. You know who I was looking at running back? I was looking at Miles Sanders as well. I was. That offense might take a step forward this year. I really do. I really do think so. See, the thing is, Elijah Mitchell at 7'6", I feel like, you know, he's going a little bit late now. You know? Even though, you know, six-round draft capital, you don't want to trust that. They drafted another running back in day two. You don't want to trust that Elijah Mitchell will continue to be that dude. But he might be that dude, but he might just be the 1A in a backfield with a 1B and a 1C. Right? That definitely might happen. That definitely might happen. Okay. All right, let's see who's on the board here. So I'm 6 picks away. Right after me went Cordarrelle, obviously. But Sanders went at the 7-10, Thielen at 7-11, which isn't that bad. Russell Gage at the 7-12. I like Russell Gage this year. Tyler Lockett, Brandon Ayuk went at the 8-2. Let's see who's on the board. Dude, if Dalton Schultz makes it all the way back to me at 8-9, I'll be tight. Because I could have had Cordarrelle Patterson and Dalton Schultz. I'm really hoping Dalton Schultz gets taken before me, so I don't feel like, I don't feel so bad. I would feel so bad. Because now I'm looking at the board. Dalton Schultz was taken. Phew. Okay, so I got two running backs here. The guy I'm looking at here is Damian Harris. I'm looking at Tony Pollard as well. The reason why I like Damian Harris in best ball is because he has those games where he gives you like multiple touchdown games, and he'll be in your lineup. He's going to give you those points, right? That's why I like him. Obviously, in redraft, like, it's not as great because, excuse me, he's not going to be, you know, giving that those consistent points every week. But even in redraft, like, just give me those big weeks. Give me those week-winning weeks. So I'm on the clock now. I got Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Hunter Renfrow. You know, there aren't a ton of wide receivers here that I'm looking at, so I'm going to wait on that. I really like Trey Lance as my QB, as my quarterback, so I might choose that on my on the way back around. But I only have 10 seconds to make this pick. And I like Stafford here too. I think Stafford is probably the best pick here, to be honest. I don't have a quarterback yet, so I'm going to go Stafford here with 1 second left at the buzzer. You know, I could have got some more running backs here, right? But there are a few running backs on the board, and I do pick in 5 picks. So there's Clyde Edwards-Helaire, there's Damian Harris, and there's Tony Pollard. And I think I'm going to take one of those guys, whoever comes back to me here, assuming that one of them does. I'm 5 picks away. There's 3 running backs here. I'm 4 picks away. There's 3 running backs here. So I think I'll be able to get it done. And I really want to know in the comments, let me know if any of these picks make zero sense to you. But the team is looking all right now. All right? Pretty balanced. Matthew Stafford, Alvin Kamara, Leonard Fournette, Jamar Chase, Amari Cooper, Allen Robinson, Elijah Moore, TJ Hockenson. So have all every position. I don't really want to focus on quarterback right now. Don't want to focus on tight end right now. You know, want to focus more, you know, maybe grab another running back soon. Definitely want to grab as many wide receivers as I can. I like to have at least 8 or 9 wide receivers in best ball, in these builds. Just have a bunch of as many wide receivers as you can. I'm 1 pick away here, and all these running backs are still available. Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard is like that weak winning type of guy. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to have his games as well. Listen, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you know, he's a little bit of a winner this offseason, right? Like, the Chiefs didn't do much, right? You know, they did add Ronald Jones, right? Is he going to take a whole lot away from Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Maybe. Maybe I'm talking myself into taking Tony Pollard at this point, and I think I am. Because, hey, listen, is there any sort of situation where Clyde Edwards-Helaire becomes a league winner? I don't know. I really don't, you know. But is there a situation that Tony Pollard can become a league winner? The same reason why I didn't want to take Ezekiel Elliott, you know, earlier in this draft is the same reason why, you know, I'm going to grab someone like Tony Pollard who could be a league winning running back. Like, looking at it right now, you know, if you're in a redraft league or something like that, you're like, I don't know if I want Tony Pollard there. But at the 92nd pick in the 9th round, you want to shoot for a little upside. And if Zeke goes down, right, you're looking at that $1 million, right? You're looking at that $2 million, like, oh, that's a little bit of a possibility. You know what I mean? Because the type of upside Tony Pollard has. Tony Pollard was, I think he was third or fourth. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, so he was. I'm gonna look at it right now, actually, because I just had it up. I just had it up because I'm creating a post on Instagram. By the way, if you don't follow me on Instagram, Upper Hand Fantasy on Instagram, just hit 40K. Excited about that. But here we go. Ready? So there were 53 running backs who had 100 carries last season. Pollard was fourth in yards after contact per attempt. Right? 53 running backs. 11th in missed tackles forced per rush. Among all running backs with at least 40 targets, Pollard ranked third in yards per route run. So, league winner? I think so. All right. So, right after Tony Pollard went Michael Gallup, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Devin Singletary, Kareem Hunt, MVS on the Chiefs now, by the way. Chase Edmonds in the 9th round. I love that. If you're looking for solid running back depth, Chase Edmonds. Wow. Listen, I know that the Dolphins are loading up on running backs. They got Mostert, they got Sonny Michel, but they paid Chase Edmonds for a reason, and I think they're going to use him. So we'll see what they end up doing. Obviously, you know, last year was a completely different coaching staff, so we don't know what they're going to do. You know, they do come from the 49ers who have been known to, like, you know, share the ball a little bit. But, hey, you never know. You never know what's going to happen this year. Sonny Michel obviously carried the load at times for the Rams last year. But, you know, they were in a rush to give Cam Akers the ball at some point, right? Trey Lance at the 9-11. Listen, if I didn't take someone like Stafford, you know, Trey Lance would have been somebody with upside who I would have loved to have on my best ball squad. Same thing with Deshaun Watson, but we know with the suspension, like, you know, how good is that going to be? You know, how useful is he going to be? You know, at the end of the year, obviously he can come through, but who knows? I just don't want that to be a wasted pick for me. So I'm 5 picks away. Guys on the board right now that I would consider, I already have a quarterback, so I'm good on that. I'm probably just going to choose between wide receiver and running back. Robert Woods, Melvin Gordon, who I do like. Tyler Boyd, Rashad Penny could have some big games. Rondell Moore could have some big games. Damian Pierce, solid back. You know, a guy like Alexander Mattison could be huge if, you know, so, you know, getting these handcuffs late, these 3-down handcuffs, these league-winning type of backs, could be a solid strategy, you know. Melvin Gordon, I do like that pick as well. So Rondell Moore went right before me. So I'm not interested in Robert Woods. Jameson Williams could be fine, but I'm not going there his rookie year right after the ACL tear. You know, I'm not excited about any of these guys, to be honest with you. But I think the guy with, you know, who has a lot of upside, you know, league winning type of upside, is probably Rashad Penny. At the buzzer again. And, you know, listen. I know that the Seahawks did draft a running back early. They drafted Kenneth Walker. But I do think that Rashad Penny is going to get the first crack at the job. And he might not get hurt, right? He might not get hurt. That's all I'm going to say. Now, I already drafted 4 running backs. Now, I don't want to go crazy with running backs, right? I want to focus on wide receiver. Okay, but I don't want to reach either. Okay, so I'm going to wait for a couple of these guys. So I pick again in 4 picks. You know, I do like Damian Pierce here, but if I take Damian Pierce, then that's it, right? It's either I take Damian Pierce or I wait for guys like Alexander Mattison, if he falls, you know, Rashad White, you know, Isaiah Spiller. You know, I'm going for, you know, that upside too, so I don't want to take Rashad White, right? I'm going to assume that Leonard Fournette stays healthy, okay, in this build. I don't want to, you know, just cover my bases. I don't want to do that in best ball. I want to add to whatever I have, right? Get as many chances at upside as possible. I don't want one or the other, right? Because I don't want to squeeze 2 of these spots into 1. Don't want to do that. All right, so I'm on the clock here. You know, Damian Pierce is looking at me here. Possible, it's very possible that he's the lead back in that backfield. Some of that who could be pretty consistent. this year, but does he have the ceiling, right? That's the question. The guy who has a ceiling here is Alexander Mattison. I think Kenny Golladay could be solid, but I don't think I'm going to go with any of these guys. I think I'm just going to grab a running back and that's it. All right, guys, that's it. I'm done drafting running backs. All right, it's over. That's it. I like these running backs, but this is a little bit of a wide receiver dead zone for me. You know, I don't want Kenny Golladay. I don't want Mecole Hardman. I don't want Devontae Parker. I don't want Tim Patrick, even though he can have his games. I would like to get Jacoby Myers, but the thing is, I don't want to reach on these guys. You know what I'm saying? So what's going to end up happening is I'm going to get around here, and I'm going to be picking guys like, you know, maybe Jahan Dotson, you know, maybe George Pickens, guys like maybe David Bell. Well, I have Amari Cooper already, so maybe not. KJ Osborne would be a good pick there. Yeah, so this is one of those situations where I'm looking at my wide receiver core, right? And, you know, you really have to shoot for upside at this point. You really do. You know, I'm looking back on it. Maybe I should have went Kenny Golladay, right? Because he has those weeks that he could have that ceiling. You know, if assuming he stays healthy, who knows? It's a big if, obviously. You know, looking back on it now, I could have totally understood the rationale behind going Alexander Mattison over Damian Pierce here, because of the fact that, you know, like the same reason why I took Tony Pollard, right? But at the same time, it's like, should I go for another guy who will likely not have those boom weeks unless their starter gets hurt, right? That's what I'm hoping for with Tony Pollard. Well, not hoping, but that's what the possibility is. That's why I'm drafting him that early, or that's why I'm drafting him, because of the possibility that Zeke could get hurt. If I'm drafting Madison, it's the same thing. At least Damian Pierce, and I'm talking myself into the pick and me liking the pick, but, you know, Damian Pierce at least will likely, or, you know, has a very good chance of being that starter, you know, being a guy who can catch the ball, being a guy who can get the goal line looks for the Texans. So I think I'm okay there, but listen, it's a great running back room. I'm happy, but I'm a little nervous because the wide receivers are lacking just a little bit. I mean, I only have four wide receivers. They're very, very good, right? But I need to step it up when it comes to wide receivers. Now, I'm only nine picks away, but there are some guys here. You know, you got Golladay. I was going to say Hardman. I don't want to pick Hardman, but Hardman just got paid. Jacoby Myers. I like Jacoby Myers. I do. Now, I don't have any Denver wide receiver, right? I didn't draft Judy. I didn't draft Sutton. And Sutton, by the way, is the guy that I'm aiming for between those two. But, you know, Patrick could be somebody a little bit sneaky. I mean, Russ has been talking him up a little bit, you know? So, you know, I might go Patrick just because he might have his games. You know, he has had his games with other random quarterbacks. So with Russ, he might do some things. So I might go Tim Patrick. You know, I might go either Golladay or Patrick. Never mind. Patrick just went. Jacoby Myers still available. Jarvis Landry, somebody that I might want to take a look at as well. Will Fuller, that's a guy that I'm probably going to be looking at as well. He has an ADP of 155. So that will be probably in another round or so. So, let's see. I'm about five picks away here. And by the way, thanks everybody for joining. Everyone who's in the live right now, if you have any questions, any comments, let me know how you like the draft so far, how the stream is going. Just hit the comments, and I will take a look. So I'm three picks away. Jarvis Landry just went right before me. So, you know, Kenny Golladay and Jacoby Myers are probably the two guys that I have to be looking at here. Jamison Crowder could also be somebody who, you know, could be the slot guy. So, you know, he's somebody that could easily, you know, on a great offense, on a passing offense, if he is the slot guy, he's going to be getting a ton of targets, you know. So I think I might go with Myers and Crowder here. That's what I'm hoping for. And if I had to choose between Myers and Crowder, you know, it's like Myers is going to have the higher target share. But, you know, Crowder might be on the field at all times as well. On a more pass-heavy offense. I think I'm going to go – ooh, this is tough. I think I'm going to go Myers here. I think I'm going to go Myers here and then hope that Jamison Crowder is still there. Now, see, take a look at this. Rashad White's still there at 130, right? We're at pick 143 right now. So if you're in a best ball, Rashad White sitting there at that price, that's legit. And the guy at 12-11 just took him, which makes a lot of sense, right? Because if anything happens to Leonard Fournette, Rashad White can have a three-down role on the Bucs, which is amazing, right? Not only will he get a ton of targets from Tom Brady, he could get goal line looks as well. He's a bigger back too, you know? Daryl Henderson, Jameis Winston. Let's see. So right now I'm two picks away. I have five wide receivers, one pick away. They did not take Jamison Crowder. They took Albert O. So I'm going to take Jamison Crowder here. I'm happy about this. So now, I feel a little bit better now, right? Through the first four picks I had, the first four wide receivers, I had Jamar Chase, Amari Cooper, Allen Robinson, Elijah Moore. And then I rounded that out with Jacoby Myers and Jamison Crowder. That's not bad. I feel happy now. I feel so happy. I feel a lot better now, to be honest with you. All right. So looking at the whole squad, I think we're doing a little bit solid here. A little solid. Okay. Stafford as our quarterback, Alvin Kamara, Leonard Fournette, Tony Pollard, Rashad Penny, and Damian Pierce as our running backs. And then at wide receiver, Jamar Chase, Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, Jacoby Myers, Allen Robinson, and Jamison Crowder. So I think we're sitting pretty here. And at tight end, we got TJ Hawk. So not bad. Not bad. I think we're doing okay. I think we were able to recover. I was a little bit nervous, you know, because I thought guys like Jacoby and Jamison might not be on the board, but they were, and I'm happy. All right. So now we're looking at wide receiver. We're looking at guys like Van Jefferson, David Bell, Corey Davis, Will Fuller, KJ Osborne. So, you know, I'm 12 picks away, right? So these guys aren't probably going to be available. But I'm looking at guys like Will Fuller. I know, you know, I have Amari Cooper already, but Will Fuller has a ceiling regardless of Amari Cooper, right? It's not like if Amari Cooper gets hurt, then Will Fuller will be the guy. We're just assuming that he's signing with Cleveland, right? Because he's what's his name? Deshaun Watson. He's Deshaun Watson's BFF, right? So I'm looking at Will Fuller as a potential pick here. I'm looking at somebody who must have just got picked, because I was looking at KJ Osborne too, because KJ Osborne, right, could take a step forward regardless of Adam Thielen. Also, if Adam Thielen does get hurt, or, you know, he is old. He's like 34 years old. So Osborne could step up and have those games. We've seen him have those games in the past. We just didn't know when to start him, right? So that's the situation there. Khalil Herbert going in the 13th round, solid late round running back pick, because if anything happens to David Montgomery, you know, it's possible that Khalil Herbert becomes that dude on all three downs. He did a pretty good job of it last season. Jalen Tolbert going in the 13th round. Jalen Tolbert might be on the field for the first snap for the Cowboys in week one. All right, keep that in mind. Michael Gallup tore his ACL. He probably won't be on the field in week one, right? He tore his ACL late, right? I think it was November, whatever it was. You know, so it's going to be CeeDee Lamb, James Washington, Jalen Tolbert, right? And is it possible that Tolbert is better than James Washington? Yeah, it's very possible. It is. Tyrion Davis Price in the 14th round. You know, got to put more respect on his name, despite the fact that I wasn't a huge fan of his tape or his metrics or anything like that. But he was a day two running back, so got to pay attention, right? Robbie Anderson, the 14th round. Wow. Listen, Robbie Anderson in the 14th round. What if Matt Corral is good? What if he's good? Yeah, DJ Moore reaching a different level. Robbie Anderson, the 14th round, sounds kind of good, right? Trevor Lawrence. Now, I'm three picks away here. Some of the guys that I wanted, you know, like Will Fuller just got taken. Will Fuller just got taken. Super upset right now. I don't want to take David Bell, even though he's probably the best wide receiver on the board right now. I could go tight end. You know, I have Hawk, though, so I should be good for now. You know, I could grab a guy like Noah Fant as my backup, but I still want to go wide receiver, as many wide receivers as I can. Can Alec Pierce do some things? You know, can Sammy Watkins do some things? Sammy Watkins, you know, is probably like a decent pick, right? The fact that he is like a legit veteran. that's the only thing I can call him, right? A veteran with Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, I'll throw him on my squad, I guess, because he'll have like two good weeks maybe. But I'm looking at the rest, you know, the rest of these guys, and oh man, I cannot believe that I'm going to be choosing Sammy Watkins here. How many weeks do you think he's going to make it into my best ball starting lineup? Two? I'm going to say two. I'm going to say the over-under is two. And I think it's going to be exactly two. I'll take it. When Jamar Chase is down week, I'll take it. All right, so I got seven wide receivers here. That sounds pretty good. So I'm in the, what round are we in? It's 18 rounds altogether. We are in the 14th round. We're getting into the 15th round now. So we have 1, 2, 15, 16, 17, 18. We have four more picks left. So, you know, I might want to get, you know, another, maybe a backup quarterback, maybe a backup tight end. Maybe another wide receiver or two. You know, it depends on the board at this point. You know, just want to kind of shoot for upside now. So I'm two picks away. You know, I do like Noah Fant. I do like Gerald Everett. I think those two guys, Logan Thomas as well, are a couple guys that I might look into there. Brian Robinson might have a couple big games because of the fact that he might be their goal line guy. Raheem Mostert, you know, intriguing in that zone run scheme in Miami, but, you know, he's a solid pick, I guess. Doesn't excite me a whole lot, though. Wow, Julio Jones is still available. Let's see here. So I don't want to take, I could take one of these backup, these quarterbacks here as a backup. Goff, Carson Wentz, Davis Mills. Who has the most upside out of any of these guys? It's this guy. Daniel Jones. Yes, I did just take Daniel Jones over Zach Wilson. I did do that. Is that crazy? Maybe. But Daniel Jones got the wheels. And he just got paired with the dude who was able to fix Josh Allen. Okay, assuming Josh Allen had a problem. Assuming Josh Allen had a problem to fix. Brian Daboll did that. And could he fix Daniel Jones? I'm not saying he will. But in the 15th round, will he have some big games? Potentially. So I'll take him. I'm going for upside here. All right. Zach Wilson could take a step forward, and I'm a Jets fan. I'm hopeful. I've been hopeful for like 30 years. So, you know, I'm hoping that can happen. I could have had a little stack between him and Elijah Moore. Sure. Whatever. That's fine. Not excited about it, though. So we'll see. We'll see if another tight end rolls around. Maybe I'll grab another backup tight end there. I'm going to grab another wide receiver most likely, and that'll do it. That'll do it for this draft. But I think so far we're looking okay. Matthew Stafford, Daniel Jones at quarterback, running back, Alvin Kamara, Fournette, Pollard, Penny, Damian Pierce, a wide receiver, Jamar Chase, Amari Cooper, Allen Robinson, Elijah Moore, Jacoby Myers, Jameson Crowder, and Sammy Watkins. And I can't believe I have Sammy Watkins on my best ball team. And then tight end, I have TJ Hockenson. All right. So we have we actually have three picks left. Okay, so I might do a backup tight end. I might do one more wide receiver, maybe another running back, but I think I'll just lean wide receiver. I think these running backs will take care of it for me. But we'll see. I think Marlon Mack, Jamal Williams, J.D. McKissick. If this was full PPR, maybe I'll be more interested in that, but I'm not. Wandale Robinson could be somebody that, you know, you take a shot on. Sterling Shepard, maybe. But that's about it. Mark Ingram could get some work, right? He was able to do some things with Kamara out last year. Yeah, I don't see anybody that really pops on this list here. Khalil Shakir, love that man. I might take him with my last pick just because I'm a stan. I'm a Khalil Shakir stan. All right, I'm 6 picks away. Pretty balanced team, I think. 7 wide receivers, I'm happy with that. 7 solid ones, I think, you know. Listen, if Sammy Watkins ends up doing his thing with Aaron Rodgers, that would be hilarious. By the way, he was with Patrick Mahomes, so I doubt that's going to happen, but you never know. What do you guys think about KJ Hamler here? Russ has been talking him up too. Russ has really been rubbed off on by Pete Carroll. I don't know if that sounds great, but Pete Carroll has really rubbed off on Russell Wilson. Pete Carroll was like the ultimate optimist. He still is. I guess Russell Wilson caught some of that. Just talked up all his receivers, every single one. Told you exactly what they're good at, you know. You know, OBJ could do his thing, potentially. You know, could he come in late, you know, play a role on some team, on some championship team, potentially. But it doesn't matter because he was just taken. He was just taken. Zach Wilson was taken in the 16th round. So was Davis Mills. Solid. Hassan Haskins was taken in the 16th round as well. Hassan Haskins could be the guy who is the handcuff for Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry also over that 1,500 carry mark for his career, also reaching the age at which point running backs kind of So yeah, I'm on the clock in 1 pick, and Logan Thomas or KJ Hamler for me. I think I'd rather just grab a wide receiver here. So, oh, I like Kendrick Bourne too at wide receiver 86, but I have Jacoby. Kendrick Bourne is one of those guys that, you know, is going to put out those big weeks like out of nowhere. So I do like that. Maybe I'll just go. I just hope that TJ Hockenson just stays healthy, right? I could do that. Hayden Hurst in Cincinnati, Austin Hooper, CJ Uzama. Maybe I'll go there with my last pick. I think I can afford that. So I'm going to go KJ Hamler here. He has some upside, you know, with Russell Wilson. You know, he's going to be their deep threat. I don't know how often he's going to be on the field, right, considering the fact that they have Judy, Sutton, and Patrick most likely on the field. But, you know, Hamler might have his games. But we're at the point of the draft where, like, you know, shoot for upside, right? If any of these guys get hurt, something like that, you never know. I do like Robinson here. I'm not a big fan of Wandale Robinson, but like the fact that I can get him in the 16th, 17th round is solid. I do like Kendrick Bourne though. But Kendrick Bourne was just taken. He was just taken. Maybe I should have went Bourne over Hamler, right? Bourne over Hamler. I think that was the move, to be honest with you, because Bourne's going to be on the field more than Hamler most likely, and Bourne is very capable of those big games, as we've seen. We never knew when to start him in redraft, but in best ball, it doesn't matter because he gets automatically placed in your lineup if he has those big games, right? Wandale Robinson was also taken just now. So I have a backup quarterback. I don't have a backup tight end. I could grab someone like Hayden Hurst here. Deontay Foreman is interesting. Deontay Foreman in Carolina, just in case CMC gets hurt. That's an interesting one. Sony Michel in Miami is an interesting one as well. I'm going Deontay Foreman here, just in case. So Deontay Foreman as my last running back. And then I probably should grab a tight end with my last pick. I think that's what I'm going to do here. You know, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 wide receivers. I think that should be solid enough. And just grab a tight end just in case TJ Hockenson gets hurt and I don't have another tight end to fill that spot. You know, this is best ball, so I can't pick anybody up. There's no roster management. I draft and I'm done. Hopefully they just call me, you know, in 10 months and tell me, hey, you won $2 million. That's what I'm hoping for, right? So I can just pick up any tight end I want with my last pick. Hayden Hurst, Austin Hooper, CJ Uzomah, Brevin Jordan, Cameron Brate, Trey McBride. I don't want any of these guys. but I think I might go with, if I had to choose one, maybe I go Hayden Hurst in Cincinnati as their primary tight end. They just lost CJ Uzomah, right? He went to the Jets. Tight end room on the Jets, super crowded, right? So I might just go Hurst as like the lone tight end, lone pass catching tight end in Cincinnati. I know he's excited about being there. Who wouldn't? So I think I'm going to go Hayden Hurst here. Austin Hooper, listen, who are they going to throw the ball to, right? So maybe Austin Hooper gets a shot in Tennessee as their primary tight end. I might go there, you know. That makes sense. By the way, Hayden Hurst was just taken, of course. Of course. So I think I'm going to go Hooper, right? He's had a couple big seasons, right? Obviously, it was on an offense that was geared towards tight ends, right? With Dirk Cutter, you know, coming over from the Bucs. Extremely tight end heavy offense. Came over to Atlanta. Hooper was just breaking out. Was something that, you know, we all saw coming. At least I did. But let's see. If Austin Hooper is available with the last pick, that's who I'm going to take. And we'll be good to go. If you guys are still here in the draft, let me know. Say something in the comments and I'll get right to it. If you have any questions, feel free. Oh, was I not sharing this the whole time? No, that's terrible. Was I not sharing this the whole time? Oh my God, that's so bad. What's up, Andrew? What's up, dude? All right, so I guess the whole time I was not even sharing this. That's amazing. But anyway, here's the team. Let's go. Quarterback, Matthew Stafford, Daniel Jones. Running back, Alvin Kamara, Leonard Fournette, Tony Pollard, Rashad Penny, Damian Pierce, and Deontay Foreman. Solid running back group right there. Wide receivers, I was a little bit worried in the beginning. But we got Jamar Chase, Amari Cooper, Allen Robinson, Elijah Moore, Jacoby Myers, Jameson Crowder, Sammy Watkins, and KJ Hamler. A little bit of upside there towards the end, but a floor of zero with those guys. TJ Hockenson, I'll probably stick with somebody like CJ Uzomah with my last pick, assuming that somebody doesn't snipe him for me. All right. So I'm 2 picks away here, and our draft is about to be over. 1 pick away, and I'm going to be drafting CJ Uzomah, assuming that B-Shack doesn't swipe me. And I think we're gonna end up with a solid team here. I think it's gonna be pretty solid. A little piece of news here from CJ Uzomah 3 months ago. CJ Uzomah to play in the Super Bowl. Yes, he did play. Oh, auto draft. All right, he auto drafted Jared Goff, and I drafted CJ Uzomah, and we're done. We're done. All right. All right, guys. So listen, that's my squad. All right. If you want to sign up for Underdog, you know, all the information is up right here. Use code UPPERHAND. And listen, if you sign up for Underdog and you make your first deposit, I'm going to send you a free UPPERHAND Fantasy Rookie Draft Kit. All right. Has a ton of information there, has all of the prospect profiles. It has the landing spot updates as well. Rookie mock drafts in there. And has all the updated ADPs in Superflex for the quarterbacks, non-Superflex for the other positions. What else? And we have rankings per position for those rookies. So it's all there. That's for free. If you go to Upper Hand Fantasy, if you go to Underdog, download their app. I also have the link in the description too of this live, so you can go check that out and use code Upper Hand, and they will double your first deposit. Like it says right there, up to $100. So thank you guys for taking a look, for watching this draft as much as you could. This was the draft that I just did right here. Matthew Stafford, Daniel Jones, Alvin Kamara, Leonard Fournette, Pollard, Penny, Pierce, Foreman, and then wide receivers, Jamar Chase, Amari Cooper, Allen Robinson, Elijah Moore, Jacoby Myers, Jamison Crowder, Sammy Watkins, KJ Hamler, TJ Hawkinson, and CJ Uzama as my tight end. So appreciate you guys, everybody who watched this. Thank you so much. Hit me up on Instagram at Upper Hand Fantasy. I'll see you guys soon. Peace.